The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Jerry Webb.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with me, my partner in crime, Buck Weatherby.
Hey.
Good to have you here, Buck.
Well, it's good to be here.
All right. We got another good one lined up today. Some traveling musicians that are on their way.
What's the name of these two guys?
I think they're called Kelly and Kelly. And
who knows? Yeah.
Well, the Pasadena Poets, and I'm Jake Kelly.
And I'm Kelly Kidd.
So it's
Jake,
Pasadena Poets.
Jake and Kelly.
Jake and Kelly.
But we're known collectively as the Pasadena Poets.
All right. So I was talking with my engineer earlier, and I said the first question I have to ask these guys, is it Pasadena, Texas, or Pasadena, California?
Sure.
That's an easy
one.
Is
that a fair question?
Yes.
Well, I grew up.
Yes, okay.
I grew up in Houston, so
I think we've met our match, Jerry.
I have Houston affiliation, so I lean more into Pasadena, Texas.
And I'm a Los Angeles guy, and pretty close to Pasadena, California. And Kelly has a shop that's out in South Pasadena, which is, we figured, close enough.
All right, close enough. That's all right.
Before we were poets, we were playboys.
Yeah.
I saw that. Matter of fact, I got an email from the Pasadena Playboys, I think.
So. Yeah, well, we're trying to do that Datsun-Nissan name switch thing where you gradually, you know, merge from one to the other. So, yeah, so the email will say that it's from the Pasadena Poets, but the email address is the Pasadena Playboys.
Very confusing.
Well, the question I would have to ask is, was the moniker of Pasadena Playboys, was that getting hard to live up to or what?
No, it was easy to live up to. matter of fact, so much so that it scared some people that potentially wanted to book us. It's like, well, we love your music, but it's a family show, so we're going to say, no, we can't have you. And
for folks who doesn't know, you know, Playboys has been in country music history for
forever.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So we were just playing that up, but we had a little pushback from
some
really big
folks. You know,
we really
have a Saturday night program that airs called a Saturday Night Bob Wills Dance Party.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So you're familiar with Bob,
Bob Wills
and
the Texas
Playboys. Out in California, one of my favorite Playboy bands is the Shut Up and Playboys.
It's too bad that one's already taken. Buck and I could have used that one.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, give us just a little bit of background, and then we want to get a song in here. So we'll start with Jake.
Well, my name's Jake Kelly, and I'm a, songwriter, guitar player, and
model.
I do some my male model. You might be familiar with my Calvin Klein underwear ad.
Oh, yeah.
And my calendar's still selling big. I've been in a lot of bands, but one of the ones that you guys might be familiar with is Gary Allen. I played with Gary Allen for 12, 14, 15 years. I don't know. Before he had the recording contract, and then for a dozen or so years after getting the recording contract. So, let's see, what else?
I will throw this in. Probably the only one that's I know that's seen Gary Allen more than you, and you've played with him for 14 years, is our receptionist at work, because she went to see him last night. She's seen him so many times.
Wow.
Gary
Allen more than she's seen me. She works
women.
For me. So
yeah.
She went to Deadwood, South Dakota.
Oh, that's right. I saw that he was out there not too long ago.
Anyway, shout out to Debbie back at the office.
Hey, Debbie.
Maybe she'll come back.
Yeah, come back. I'll tell you some Gary Allen stories.
Ooh. And we know a lot of Gary Allen stories. I've heard a lot of Gary Allen stories.
You can sell tickets.
And then, Kelly, tell me just a little bit about you, and then we'll kind of dig deeper into this in a minute.
Same. Have no affiliation to Gary Allen. But, I've been doing music ever since. My mom was a single mom, and she would do events, and she would run us through Gillies, NASA, all the big, convention. All the boys would get on the Greyhound bus, and she'd charter them. And so my love for country music really came from being in Houston and seeing folks like Tammy Wynette warm up, way before they would open the doors at 8 p.m. We'd be kids running around Gillies, stealing sodas and bumper stickers and those cool T-shirts they used to sell. So I love the old country stuff, and it's been a big influence of mine. I mean, I did the pop stuff. I had a couple record deals when I thought I was going to be, you know, George Michael at one time or something. But my real love is country music, and I think I'd be shooting in the dark if I didn't have those early experiences out at Gilly's.
All right. Hey, yeah. You know, I think our audience is really going to love you guys. I know they hadn't heard anything yet, but I've listened to enough to know that you're right down our alley on the stuff you kind of play. So let's just jump in and let you guys.
That.
Yeah, we'll see how many people tune out here at the first song, and then we'll see who's left after the break.
All right. Well, this song we were talking about, Gary Allen. Gary Allen recorded this song on his Smoke Rings record, and Mark Chestnut had recorded it a couple of years ago on his Traditions record, and this is called I Got a Quarter in My Pocket.
Yeah. I got a quarter in my pocket, won't you tell me what I should do? Should I put it in the phone so I can come crawling home to you? Should I put it in the jukebox and play another heartbreak song? Well, I'm leaning towards the latter and I really hate being alone. I'm gonna flip it in the air. I'm gonna watch it fly. If it's heads, I'm gonna love again. If it's tails, I'll cry. Here we go. I got a quarter in my pocket, won't you tell me what I should do? Should I put it in the phone so I can come crawling home to you? Should I put it in the jukebox and play another heartbreak song? Well, I'm leaning towards the latter and I really hate being alone. Oh, help me out here. Again, on the same old stool right here, with the same old question at hand in the mind of a fool. I got a quarter in my pocket, won't you tell me what I should do? I should have put it in the phone so I could come crawling home to you and all of you right here. I should have put it in the jukebox and play another heartbreak song. Well, I'm leaning towards the latter and I really hate being alone. I got a quarter in my pocket and I really hate being alone. I'm gonna need a little bit more than a quarter, y'all.
That was great.
Thanks. It's hard to play when you haven't had a drink yet.
I know, right? Uh-oh.
Let me tell you what else is hard to do. Listening to you guys play, our engineer, Mr. Jim, over here is shaking his hand at me because I was patting my foot, and somehow or another that was ending up vibrating on.
You guys
sound great. I'm having trouble not patting my foot.
Well, we can make it go dancing right here in the frame of the door here.
Well, the extra percussion there was Buck.
Mama Tracy in here. Y'all can go
cut
a rug out there.
She's a good dancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the studio with us on Lyrics and Legends today, we have the Pasadena Poets. I still don't know which way they came from, but I don't know if they came from the south or the west or the...
Well, I can tell you this. On this current tour, we're headed from Los Angeles up Route 66 and then on up into Minnesota, and then we're going to drop down into Nashville, down into Louisiana, come back across Texas. We'll stop by. We'll honk as we drive by on our way home, and continuing the tour back out to Los Angeles. We're playing 32 shows in 30 days over a tour of 35 days, 15 different states, and 30 different cities.
You have the mileage down yet? I guess you'll know when you get done.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's a lot. I'll tell you, we made a mistake in our routing the day before yesterday. We were in, or 2 days ago, we were in Kingman, and then yesterday we were in Tucumcari.
That was a stretch.
That was a little bit of a stretch.
10-hour haul there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, And it would have been fine, except, you know, we have to build in time to set up all of our gear and play the show. If we were just booking across the country without, you know, performing, it's, you know, 10 hours isn't a horrible haul, but to try to do it with all the extra showbiz stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you have stopped off in the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas.
Yeah.
You might not realize it, but it's the only place in the entire United States where two border-to-border highways intersect.
Huh. Did you know that?
Right
no,
here.
No, I did not know that.
And
I thought I knew everything.
With that pearl of wisdom, I will ask you, where's your next stop going to be?
Our next stop is in Chelsea, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Which is right near Tulsa. It's another Route 66 motel that we're playing
Chelsea
there.
Chelsea Motor Inn, yeah.
Chelsea Motor Inn. We're going to stop in Oklahoma City because we have a friend that sometimes tours with us, and she's flying into Oklahoma City. And
from Nashville.
From Nashville. And we're going to use her for about
10 dates or so.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Yeah. And it's really too bad that she's not here because you all would just love her. Everybody does.
We'll bring her back next time if we're invited.
What is her name?
Her name is Caitlin Eady.
Beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice. Extremely talented songwriter. And just a great personality. And she's not too hard to look at either.
You'll see her on our shows past this if you guys tune in on Facebook sometimes on our streams.
All right, looking forward to it. We hope maybe next time you guys get back through this way, you bring her back.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll arrange that.
Might be a good thing she's not with you. I'm having a hard enough time not patting my foot now.
So, Jake, I love your picking style. Talk a little bit about your influences and kind of where you got started playing the guitar.
Well, thanks. Well, the Chet Atkins thing is kind of obvious because you did.
Yeah.
But then there's this other thing. I really like pedal steel guitar players, so I do let's see. Sorry, I can do better.
Nothing sort of like putting you on the spot. Yeah.
Yeah. So, sorry. Yeah, I hadn't worked up anything. So I like those steel guitar kind of guys like Tom Brumley, who played with Buck Owens, and Dan Dugmore, who plays with Linda Ronstadt and stuff. So, there's too many great guitar players. Whenever I start thinking I'm good, I just go to YouTube and I watch some people showcasing themselves.
Don't do that. That's terrible. I know.
Yeah.
Linda Ronstadt just turned 75. Wow. Yeah,
she did. And it's a shame that she's not singing anymore. We were just listening to her on the drive out this morning. That trio record with Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris.
That's
great. Yeah,
that's
great
heaven.
Stuff.
That's heaven.
So when did you first kind of get interested in playing guitars, and how did what were your back in the day, who were you listening to?
Oh, back in the day. Well, it started with the records that my brother was listening to. So there was Bob Dylan and Neil Young. And, of course, that Neil Young Harvest record was out and popular. And there's a lot of country influenced with that. And my sister was listening to Hank Williams and to Leon Russell's Hank Williams back record. And
hey, we play some of that on the station, too.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah. So, and that actually started my songwriting career, really. I wrote stupid songs when I was 14 years old, and I kept it up. I'm still writing stupid songs to this day.
I would say every song you write is a gold record.
So that quote comes from Jake Kelly of Pasadena Poets.
Yeah,
I found a formula and I stuck with it.
That's why we love him. Yeah.
And so to your right here, we've got Kelly Kidd, right? I get these guys.
One of my favorite songwriters. Now, let me tell you, when I first met Kelly, there was a collection of songs. So I was joining a band that Kelly was already in, and they gave me a tape of songs, and I'm a pretty harsh song critic, particularly of people who haven't made it, because, you know, they haven't passed the filter yet of the publishing companies and the record companies. So when you're listening to a lot of independent people's music, it's not always great. But when I was listening to Kelly's song, and then with my own songs, I know there's something called, I call them red flags. When I write a song and I play it for people, the parts that I get up to that I know that I'm embarrassed to sing is a red flag. I should have taken that part out of the song and replaced it with something better. And when I was listening to Kelly's music, Kelly's songs, there weren't any red flags. All the songs were great, and they made sense, and, you know, and melodic and fun. And plus, Kelly's got a great voice, and, you know, it makes it easy to listen to.
Hey, we ought to listen to that voice again. You guys have another song you want to do here?
Yeah, let's do that.
As a kid, I used to often wonder where you would come from, who would one day sit on the double swing Daddy built for two, not one. Many years would pass till no one sat, till a star fell from the sky. You were the first to say, let's give the swing a try. Each time I get on, I'm flying back to you. I'm reaching for the stars like I'm searching for you. And even though you're gone, our old swing still lingers on. Baby, just know I'm trying, I'm flying back to you. I knew then you were the one who saw the world just like me. We'd often steal a kiss and sometimes cry while swinging from that tree. And every time I sit, memories won't quit. This old swing was meant to share. Now how do I move on when I still see you there? Now each time I get on, I'm flying back to you. I'm reaching for the stars like I'm searching for you. And even though you're gone, our old swing still lingers on. Baby, just know I'm trying, I'm flying back to you. The seasons change, but I still hardly make it through. These wings of mine still need to hold you. Come down out of the sky just to say goodbye. I know one day I'm gonna have to. Each time I get on, I'm flying back to you. Well, I'm reaching for the stars like I'm searching for you. And even though you're gone, our old swing still lingers on. Baby, just know I'm trying, I'm flying back to you. Baby, just know I'm trying, I'm flying. All the way back to Shamrock, Texas.
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends in the studio with me. How many of these have we done, Buck? Probably.
I lost count at 106.
Okay, something like that. So, anyway, we found another good one today, and this one just kind of came out of the blue, as many of them have in the past, but traveling through our area and just happened to be willing to stop in here and be the next victim on Lyrics and Legends. We have the Pasadena Poets with Jake Kelly and Kelly. I don't know why that throws me off, guys.
A lot of Kellys. Like, yeah. A lot of Irish.
You know, but what's really funny is his middle name is Jacob, and my middle name's Kid.
So not right.
Yeah.
That was a bunch of BS. But, yeah. What do you expect?
So is that 106 episodes of Lyrics and Legends?
We're not far from, far from it. We're not far from it.
I was toasting y'all.
No. So, Kelly Kidd, yes, talk about growing up in Houston and kind of what you were listening to besides George Michael. Well, you can talk about George
Michael. Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, you know, I was really drawn to, because of my mom, I give her a lot of credit for this, is because she was a single mom, we got to see a unique perspective because she was in the event business. So when it came to country music, I was drawn to everything super show busy, big hair, rhinestones. I love that. And so I always wanted, and I think it's time that we bring that sort of fun vibe of country back. Because what we're selling is a lifestyle. We're selling, and especially now of all times, we kind of need to just have that great escape with entertainment. And I that's kind of what the Pasadena Poets are doing. So I mean, as an influence, of course, I loved pop music as a kid, too. And the older I got, I really came back to my roots with country growing up in Houston. I mean, I remember hanging out when George Jones was doing an advertisement or promotion at a Ford dealer somewhere in Houston going, can we go now? You know, but I was like, wow, that was George Jones. Now I look back at all these opportunities I had and all my, you know, vocally, I loved Patsy. I liked a lot of the female singers, to be honest, you know, the big swooshing vocals of Patsy Cline, Tammy Wynette. This sounds crazy, but I sometimes imagine what it would sound like if Tammy was singing one of my songs, and that's how I start writing.
Right.
Is by thinking about her vocal. Whether it's the classic Stand By Your Man or those big swooping vocals where, you know, big hall.
So what's the first show you remember going to down there?
Oh, gosh. I think it might have been George Jones' show. Yeah.
And then what's the first time you remember performing?
You know, I did a lot of musical theater, like I said, because I was drawn to the show businesses of music more than I loved music itself. So to merge them was more of my idea. But I think the first show I ever did in Houston was at the Elvin Opry House, and it's near Galveston. And basically, it was kind of like old-time karaoke. You would just show up, tell them what song you want to sing, it'd be a full band, very theater-looking. So it was kind of like a miniature version of the Grand Ole Opry there in Elvin, Texas.
Oh, wow,
and
awesome.
It was such an experience because I'm not a musician's musician. I can write, but I pull melodies out of the air when I get into some kind of weird channel. So I'm able to write without being a wonderful guitar player or pianist. But so that's why Jake, not only is a great pal, but he listens to what I create and can put those chords under there beautifully.
Hey, and I was going to say, too, he was looking for that slide steel guitar sound that he was talking about, and then he played it on Fly In. So that's awesome. I love the sound.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, it's like where I was getting it is like at the Elvin Opry House, for me not being a great pick or anything like that, to walk into a place where there's already a band, being a vocalist, wow, that was amazing to not have the anxiety of being able to perform plus put on a show. So
is that still going now?
You know what? We're going to play down in Galveston at the, Queen Gypsy Inn. And I'm going to check on our way down there to see if the Elvin, I probably could do a quick search on that, but I forgot to look.
That'd be awesome.
I know.
There was a big hotel in Houston, too, called the Shamrock Hotel.
Yes, that's gone. Tore that beautiful building down a long time ago. But that was she used to do events there as well at the Shamrock. That was it was in the medical district. Yeah.
Back in the 40s, there was a big band piano player that was quite famous by the name of Frankie Carl. And we have a St. Patrick's celebration here in Shamrock.
Cool. The official St. Patrick's
Frankie
celebration.
Frankie Carl actually booked an appearance at our St. Patrick's celebration, thinking he was booking the Shamrock Hotel
in Houston.
But he honored the contract and came into Shamrock, Texas.
I love that story.
And he was like in the area almost as big as Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman, you know, yeah, all these guys.
That was a great, great, beautiful hotel. It was sad to see that get
launched. You know, Shamrock's had a really rich history of music. A lot of people don't really know about it, but, you know, a lot of it has to do with the location and some of the artists that have grown up around the area, like Roger Miller was born just a few miles east of here, and then we've interviewed other people. We talk about this almost every show, so our listeners are probably going, oh, my gosh, here they go with the Glenn D. Harden story.
We're not going to talk about Bill Mack again.
Bill Mack, yeah, Bill Mack, who was Grammy-writing.
Right. Yeah.
Was born here and got his start here and did some programs for us. I think he actually was on this station longer than he was on the original station he was on.
Sure. He borrowed $20 from me and still has never paid it back.
Is that right? Well, good guy. I hate to hear that.
He got you too. Huh?
So, hey, we got the Pasadena Poets in the studio with us and really loving the music, and we probably ought to do another song. I noticed you switched guitars.
I switched guitars. We're going to do a song called Sand in Galveston. This is a song penned by Kelly Kidd here.
Well, we collabed on that. I might have brought it to you, but wouldn't be as beautiful without this character here.
So let's see if I can get the tempo on this.
He's always passing too fast or slow, wondering where it all goes. Time's made thick and thin, a game I couldn't win, and made a fool out of me. I mostly took for granted, the seconds that had made us whoa. Caught up in life, same old routine, getting therapy from magazines. Any luck we has at the bottom of the sea, looking back has got me looking down. We lay foundation on shaky ground, looking back has got me time and again. So curse the questions near the start of the end. We were captains on the roughest sea, where we'll always be, never guaranteed our tomorrow. Oh, time has turned my rock to sand in Galveston. It's always passing. My weathered face is so unkind. I caught you reading between the lines. We burned through seasons. I tried to reason, but you left me in the fall. I mostly took for granted the seconds that had made us so. Inhaling days like cigarettes, in the smoke I found regret, just lingering, and I ain't used to that. Looking back has got me looking down. We laid foundation on shaky ground, looking back has got me time and again. So curse the questions near the start of the end. We were captains on the roughest sea, where we'll always be, never guaranteed tomorrow. Time has turned my rock to sand in Galveston. Footprints wasted by the tide, left no trace of us, behind the truth strips me down to the core. What starts and stops and ends all things is only beautiful if it's for evermore. Looking back has got me looking down. We laid foundation on shaky ground. Looking back has got me time and again. So cursed with questions near the start of the end. We were captains on the roughest sea. What we'll always be, never guaranteed tomorrow. Time has turned my rock to sand in Galveston. Oh, oh, oh.
Whoa. Can we clap? This is.
If we're rating the songs that we're hearing today, I got that one at number one so far.
All right.
The winner in the clubhouse at the time is that one right there.
All right.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we have a brand new video for that, too, so check that out on the YouTube there, Sand
and
Galveston.
The name of that was?
Sand and Galveston.
All right.
So if you're just tuning in, the program's Lyrics and Legends. In the studio with us, the Pasadena Poets with Jake Kelly and Kelly Kidd. I'm going to get this down by the end of the interview. And on the our videographer in the studio with us is the lovely Tracy.
Tracy Kidd, my mom.
All right. Tracy, thanks for helping these guys along. Yeah. So I'm sure they told me they were going to trade you off when they get to Oklahoma City, though.
Is that yeah. We're never going to stop. We're just going to open up the door. And no, she's been great. You know, you don't when you have that extra hand, you know, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
I think we need to be talking to her about all these acts she used to book.
Yeah, she's got lots of stories, believe me.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So I bet that was quite an entertaining life growing up and going in all these
absolutely
events at Billy Bob's or wherever.
Yeah, Gilly's. If I hadn't had that experience, I wouldn't know what to tap into. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have been able to pull it out of thin air. I mean, there's something about, again, that lifestyle that I saw as a kid with the stage and the lights and the... That was just so magical, you know, seeing the sound checks and the costumes, seeing Tammy Wynette and Curlers. Like, hey, you know, she was, I mean, it was just awesome. I'm glad that I had that experience.
All right.
Yeah.
And then the guy on your right here, you know, growing up, the California influence there. Talk about a little bit of that. I know you guys cover some Buck Owens stuff. And,
yeah. Well, actually, Buck Owens gave me a guitar.
No way.
Yeah. It's one of the red, white, and blue Buck Owens guitars. And, has personalized pick guard, engraved pick guard on it to my pal, Jake Kelly, playing good health, Buck Owens.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Yeah, so when I was playing with Gary, I was kind of like Gary's sidekick, not too different than this situation.
And not Gary, the host of the program, but Gary Allen.
Gary Allen.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
and of course, Gary Ware.
You know, and of course, Buck had his buddy, Don Rich.
And not to be confused with Buck Weatherby.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
right.
confused.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You're Jake Kelly, and I'm Kelly
don't start
Kidd.
With these boys, look at that.
No,
Gary and Buck. Okay.
Anyways, you know, no, it's fine. It wasn't much of a story to begin with. But Buck had Don Rich as his sidekick, so he kind of Buck liked what I was doing with Gary. You know, the harmony vocal and you know side guitar guy and. You know, that was kind of continuing that Buck Owens legacy. And Buck's really big at rewarding people that are continuing the legacy of what he was doing. And so he gave these guitars away. He gave them to, you know, different artists. Marty Stewart, I know, has one. Songwriter Odie Blackman, you know, has one of these Buck Owens guitars. And I'm honored to have mine. And, you know, I was invited up to Buck's place, the Crystal Palace there in Bakersfield, and behind the stage is a big screen. Well, on the other side of that screen is Buck's private dressing room. I could live there. it was great, you know. It's its own lounge, and that's where Buck presented me with the guitar. And, you know, it's the kind of experience you'd never forget. Like the night I almost got fired from Gary's band for hanging out at Buck's club.
Want to hear a sixth degree of separation story here?
Are we related?
No, but Buck, our Buck, there was a gentleman that grew up in Shamrock, Texas, who lived with his grandparents, who really didn't have a family, and Buck's dad took him in and kind of So he became part of Buck's family, and Buck had this old guitar hanging out in the chicken coop. Am I right?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell
us? I don't know if I ought to say that. I bought it in Juarez.
There you go.
For $25.
While you were down there on the culture exchange, right?
Educational exchange. But anyhow, I bought this guitar for $25, and I mean, the frets were probably a half inch below the strings. You know, I mean, you could play it once and be crippled for a month or two with your hand, but I never did master it, and it's just hanging out there. And this kid, Gene Price, did you ever run across that name when you were around Buck? He bought the guitar, learned how to play it upside down and everything, and had quite a career with Buck Owens.
And Merle Haggard. So went on to be Merle Haggard's bass player. And if you ever listen to Silver Wings, the live cut, you can hear Gene Price singing harmony
on
that cut. So from Shamrock, Texas.
Buck, you know that guitar? You know, my very first guitar, the one that, you know, when I was a child learning how to play, you know, it's amazing that I'm still playing guitar because it was so hard to play. And it may have been hard to play and ugly, but at least it didn't stay in tune. So anyway, I was in a pawn shop, and they had the same model guitar hanging on the wall, and I had long, you know, cast mine away, and so I was looking at it, and I thought to myself, you know, it'd be great to have a guitar just like the one that I first learned on. So I asked the guy to pull it down from behind the counter, and he pulled it down, and he handed it to me, and it's like, wow, this is just like it. I played one chord on it. It's like, oh, it's just like I remember. Thanks. Handed it back to him and got out of there.
Hey, can we squeeze another song in here, guys?
Yeah,
I think we could.
Alaskan or Dirt?
Let's do Dirt.
Oh, this is a dirty one for you guys.
All right.
Dirt.
I'm just a plain-spoken, unemployed country singer. When I asked for your hand, your daddy gave me the finger. He says he's heard about me, that I'm the king of sleighs in this here town. I'm gonna drag you through the mud and pull you down. I am dirt and you are soap and water. Won't you scrub me down tonight? I am dirt to your mother and your father, but you could polish me up so right. Why don't we jump in the tub? Come on and give me a rub with your soapy hands. Rinse me off and wring out my shirt. Baby, I am dirt. I am lonesome and I am ornery and I'm pretty mean.
So mean.
Well, baby, now's the perfect time that you get me clean.
Come clean.
I hope and pray you can wash away my shameful past. So strip me down, clean me up, baby, and make it fast. Well, I am dirt and you are soap and water. Won't you scrub me down tonight? I am dirt to your mother and your father, but you could polish me up so right. Why don't we jump in the tub? Come on and give me a rub with your soapy hands. Rinse me off and wring out my shirt. Baby, I am dirt. Now this one you'll know. I'm just a lying, cheating, cold, dead, beating, two-time a double-dealing, mean, mistreating, a piece of dirt. Here we go, big finale. Dirt. Oh, go ahead.
Did that come from personal experiences?
It's always Jake's personal experiences anytime it's dirty.
Write what you know.
If mom's here.
I'm the angel here, right, boys?
Yeah, write what you know. That's what I say.
Well, we have a product line called Dirt.
That's right. Well, you know,
we're in the beauty business.
We're in the beauty business now. and you can tell by the way we look. But actually, in all seriousness, on this tour, we're on the American Motel Tour. So we have our own lines of motel-sized body products, shampoo, conditioner, and body lotion.
Motel toiletries.
Motel toiletries. And it's branded Dirt, Time to Come Clean.
I never know if these guys are...
Oh, that's real. We'll probably leave you all with some samples.
All right. Yeah. We'd love to have some samples. So you guys are on the motel tour?
American Motel Tour.
All right. I did not know there was...
Well, what happened was when, especially in Los Angeles, everything was closed down, closed down, closed down some more. So they said, you can't perform. And I said, well, let's figure out a way to perform. I said, I called up Jake and I said, what if we reach out to other places who are struggling for business, like hospitality industry? They lost all their, you know, much like a toy store relies on selling toys at Christmas to get through the rest of the year. A lot of these motels, Route 66 and small town USA, rely on foreign travelers in the summer months is what right. they rely on yep. through the remainder of the year. So I said, let's reach out to motels, ranches, bed and breakfasts across the country and say, hey, how about you have these two cowboys come and turn your place into an outdoor stage? And we'll stream it live. We'll give you guys some attention. We'll get some attention. So we have this wonderful partnership now, and that's why we're doing 32 shows this year.
You know, the venue you guys are playing tonight, the U-Drop Inn,
yeah.
Shamrock. Of course, this is going to play after you play there. But
sure.
That visitor center there gets yeah. an amazing amount of traffic, which was way down last year, being yeah. on the Chamber of Commerce. I kind of know those things.
Oh, yeah.
But just the guest book that they have at that thing, you know, there's, what, 20, 30,000 people.
Oh, I saw yeah. the map with all the pins. That's
what
amazing.
We call BC before COVID. the year we had over 20,000 people actually sign the registration book inside. And the amazing thing there is a third of the signers were from foreign countries.
Right. That's what I'm saying, yeah. yeah. We rely on a lot of the travel. We don't realize how much of that we rely
on. And it's picking back up.
It's
and
coming.
What's great here, too, is you can go down there. I guarantee you, anytime you're passing through town and somebody has stopped down there taking pictures or whatever of that old building. So,
yeah.
I mean, it draws a lot of people
it's
in.
It's a very special place.
It was in all three of the Cars movies.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. So the reason why we are playing there is we were in contact with Mike at the Route 66 Motel just down the road from the mm-hmm. U-Drop Inn. And he thought it might be, instead of us performing at his motel, he graciously gave it to the U-Drop and the city, basically, to have the show. So we want to do a big shout out to Mike for facilitating us doing that
oh, yeah.
show and the Route 66 Inn, which is a housing us tonight, which is yeah. really nice. You
so
know,
you know where the party will be.
Yeah, you know, Kelly's room, which I think it's room,
yeah,
room,
you
room
at my
13.
Party. You get two rooms?
yeah.
Hey, let's get another song in here. We're going to run out of time pretty soon, so we'll get one more in here.
What do we have that's not a shuffle?
Barbecue Show.
How about, no, you didn't. Okay.
Oh, no. Well, it's another one of Jake's true stories. This is how he met his wife. Barbecution goes like this. Yeah, look at that. It was a barbecution, yeah, they smoked me by surprise. A barbecution, I could see it in her eyes. They skewered me with questions while that pig ran free. Yeah, the only thing getting grilled was me. Well, I met a little lady who was a little crazy, boys. But I thought the fun was worth the fuss.
Well, why was that?
Every time she'd hoot and holler, I didn't let it bother. Cause after all the mess
came all that sex.
Whoops. That thought never crossed my mind. She may have come from a long line of folks just as crazy as she be.
Oh, they be cuckoo.
Until one day that dumb delusion turned to a damn conclusion on the day I went to meet her family, y'all.
Well, what happened?
When a backyard barbecue turned into my own water. It was a barbecution, yeah, they smoked me by surprise. A barbecution, well, this could be my demise. They skewered me with questions while that pig ran free. Yeah, the only thing getting grilled was me. Well, the minutes passed like hours as they used all their powers, trying
get me to hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
They backed me into a corner and they said they're gonna warn her. She's hunting for a prince but caught a toad. And apparently they have a frog like recipe.
It was a barbecue,
yeah, they smoked me by surprise. A barbecue, I could see it in their eyes. They skewered me with the questions while that pig ran free. Yeah, the only thing getting grilled was me.
Now listen up. I saw them putting on that big old red bib, looking at me like a big old pork rib,
sharpening knives and licking their lips. Lord knows they don't need more meat on them hips.
It's in there.
Rawhide.
A barbecution.
Run.
A barbecution. They skewered me with questions while that pig ran free. Yeah, the only thing getting grilled was me. It was a barbecution.
They took me by surprise.
A barbecution.
You could see it in their eyes.
They skewered me with questions while that pig ran free. Yeah, the only thing getting grilled was me. I said the only thing getting grilled was me.
And the program is Lyrics and Legends. And wow, that was good. In the studio with me, Buck Weatherby. And in between us is a little group called the Pasadena Poets, and that song was Barbecution.
Barbecution.
All right.
I tell you what, Gary, they might be little in number, but they are big on talent.
They are.
A great show.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure being here with you guys.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever told you that before?
Never.
Except your mama.
But we'll take it.
We take her around just to boost
just for her ego. Just for that, yeah.
Jake. Kelly, we have this segment of our program that we have this ominous music behind that we call the Department of Shameless Plugs, where you can talk about anything. If you want to talk about your sweet mama, you can talk about your sweet mama. You can talk more about the tour that you're on. You can talk about where people can find music from the Pasadena Poets.
Well, we're pretty shameless, so it should be pretty easy.
Most programs are
designed for us.
So just let it rip. Who wants to go first?
I will go first. Well, the catch-all is thepasadenapoets.com. So that's our website. But you can also go to our Facebook page, which is pretty easy, facebook.com/thepasadenapoets. How about that? Your turn.
Well, I think the grand poobah of all independent bands really is social media. So Instagram, Facebook, even more than a website, because it grows veins quicker. You're able to share. You're able to do. There's videos, YouTube, BoobTube, TikTok, whatever it's called. Look for the Pasadena Poets all over our social media. Please follow and share. That's how people like us are able to grow bigger audiences in time. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we got time to get one more song in here. What do you think, guys? You want to throw something on us?
Or do you want to do No You Didn't? It's up to you.
Let's do No You Didn't.
Okay.
We have a live audience now, so.
All right.
Baby, you're going stir crazy. There's no more time to think it through. You told me you're leaving over whiskey one cold morning. You know I don't have the will to live without you. I'm clinging to Texas with tears in my eyes. Your big tears really stole the story. All them years we drove away. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Take me from all that I love, just to leave me in the dust. I am dying to get home. You can kill me on your own.
No, you didn't just drag me through hell happily. You can burn what is left inside of me. Broken. Big words have been spoken. And then you can't fix what is already dead and buried and gone. I'll take back what is mine. Oh, back over the state line. I'm done being a fool. I'm done loving you blind. I'm clinging to Texas with tears in my eyes. Your big tears really sold the story. Them nothing but a lie. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Take me from all that love, just to leave me in the dirt. I am dying to get home. You can kill me on your own. No, you didn't just drag me through hell happily. You can burn what is left inside of me. Oh, it kills me to think of the time that I wasted with you. The time may be gone, but my heart will live on, though it's blue. The one thing I've learned in this life is there's nothing that I wouldn't do to get back, to get back home. I want to go home. I want to go home.
Wow, that's a little throwback too, Buck.
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw some hair standing up on the back of Buck's
yeah.
neck. If he
I thought it. I was listening to the Righteous Brothers there at one point.
That was one of those Tammy-inspired tunes, for sure, yeah. I could see her in the big sparkly gown. Getting ready to faint after taking too many pills and one too many vodkas. All right.
I can't wait till we get on the big stage and have the big band and, you know. And
I'll wear a cape.
We play that as the walk-off music.
There you go. Yeah. Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends in the studio with us tonight. We've had the Pasadena poets, and one of them's from Pasadena, and the other one's from Pasadena. So you can pick which one. Yeah. Also, helping me out tonight, Buck Weatherby, and we've had a good time doing this. We want to thank you guys for stopping through the world headquarters of the Legends Classic Country Network.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you, Buck. This has been a blast.
And, you know, we'll look, hopefully one of these days you guys are going to have to come home and you can come back through here and see us again.
Oh, absolutely. And, anytime, for
well,
sure.
Well, as I told you, you know, we're coming through Shamrock on the back end of this tour. We'll stop by and raid your refrigerator.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Let us know when you're coming.
I want to thank Tracy for being our videographer today, and Kelly for fixing all this, and Jim, my engineer, who always gets to try to make us sound good. We'll be back next week with more Lyrics and Legends.
You got it.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with Gary Ware. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.